This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be.
Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
And if you were surprised by that intro, so was I.
I had practiced it a while ago because of the liturgical
nature
of today.
Yes, of course.
It was much better when I practiced it. I liked it. I just remembered about like 5 seconds before we did it.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad that we got that out of the way.
It happened.
Ooh, I need to remember my two truths and a lie.
Oh, I haven't even thought about them.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's take a little break and then we'll edit this out.
Okay.
Okay.
Two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie.
Okay, you want to start?
Yeah, and do I want to start?
No, you don't want to start.
What are yours like?
What do you mean?
Well, like...
I mean, I just came up with them this very second.
Hit me with yours.
Okay. First one, I ate McDonald's twice this weekend.
Yo.
Okay. Second one, I'm not going to drink for the next month.
Doubtful.
Third one, my book club got canceled yesterday.
Like the meeting got canceled or the entire book club got canceled?
Just the meeting got canceled.
Or are you saying the book club like said some problematic things?
Yeah, it devolved.
And it got canceled.
We canceled it ourselves.
It was like, whoa, we got to put this back in the box.
No, the meeting got canceled.
Okay, first one, I had McDonald's twice this weekend. True, obviously. here's the interesting thing about the second one. You said, I'm not going to drink for the next month.
Yeah.
So I could imagine that the plan is true and then the execution would be a lie.
Yeah.
Or it's just all a lie because that would be, that's a bit of a mind game going on.
Ooh.
Is that how pineapples grow? I thought they grew on trees.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at your fruit picture.
What does it say how they grow?
It looks like it comes out of a stalk, like a corn on the cob.
I think that's how they grow.
Corny.
I don't know.
I know they grow out of the ground, so.
How do you?
Jury's still out on the second one. Okay. And the third one was book club got canceled yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
Let's go three truths.
Okay. Well, first one, true. I did eat McDonald's twice.
Both.
I was drunk two nights in a row ordered McDonald's
both times. Good for you.
Second one, your first thing was right. My intentions are true. But who knows what the execution will be. The problem is I'm already like, oh, there's like that dinner that I might want to have a cocktail at.
I'm curious why you don't want to drink for the next month.
I feel like there's going to be lots of drinking events for me.
Over the next month?
No, like past that. Mm. Like starting my birthday in May and then like basically until the wedding and after, there's going to be a lot of like drinking events.
Yeah.
So it might be nice to give my liver a bit of a break.
Oh, it's health-wise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Health-wise.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I do this?
And then my book club did not get canceled yesterday.
Ah, dang. That's too bad.
Yeah.
I was close.
Yeah,
close. That was probably the best performance I've ever had.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So it's really just give your liver a break?
Yeah, like I feel like I every time I drink twice, like a lot, twice in a weekend, I'm like, I made mistakes.
Like you actually made mistakes?
No, just like the choice to drink was a mistake.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, maybe I should stop.
Yeah.
But I really don't, other than like one or two dinners, I don't really have any reason to drink over the next. Like I have no events until my birthday.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll see.
It's happy dry April.
Yeah.
Dry April.
Into May.
Happy 420, I guess.
Yeah, happy 420.
I guess, are you going to start smoking?
No, probably not. Well, we'll see, I guess.
Move from the liver to the lungs.
Yeah. You're just fine. Pick up a different habit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of numbing it all,
mm-hmm.
you get to heighten it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds great.
What an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations for being able to get drunk twice in a row.
I know. Well, that's my thing with my book club is it's just my friends and I.
It was the book club?
Well, after the book club. I was like still pretty hungover. So I sometimes will drink like wine at book club. I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went out after.
Oh, okay.
So, and then it was like at like 6 p.m. we were like at the bar and we were like all kind of ready to go home. And then we were like, it's 6 p.m. Like we can stay out for a couple more hours.
Yeah.
And then I got home at midnight. So,
yo,
you know,
good for you.
It was one of those.
It's good to have a good time.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was very chill, but it was fun.
Yeah. I feel like that's a springtime.
Yeah.
Happy thing.
Well, and it was so sunny out.
Yeah.
It wasn't warm, like we weren't sitting outside, but we were like, it's hard to just go, all of us are going to just go separately home and like sit on our couches.
Yeah.
Like that is what we're looking at.
Yeah.
And it's only 6 p.m.
It's only 6 p.m.
So we kept it going.
It really kept it going.
Yeah. It was fun.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I don't think I would stay out for six extra hours if I wasn't having fun.
It's true. It is true.
But sometimes.
Sometimes.
It really depends on.
The vibe.
Yeah.
Why? Like, why?
What?
Why you're out?
Why you're out or, like, why you're out. Yeah.
Because,
like, if you're at, like, a music festival and you're like.
That's the thing.
I'm not having a good time, but I did spend, like, hundreds of dollars to be here. I guess I just have to try to force it.
Yes.
So.
No, this was very chill. It was just a couple of us. I was drinking wine.
Wine's good.
It was good.
White wine?
Well, I was drinking Prosecco, technically.
Okay. So, wow.
Sparkly white wine.
Really going for it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was fun.
Do you ever get La Marca Prosecco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I hear that it's a really good Prosecco.
It's totally fine.
It's quite, and it's like, it's.
It's cheap.
Yep.
And it's everywhere.
And like always, I only get it when it's on sale.
I wonder if it's Canadian or not. I haven't looked lately to see if it's around.
Oh boy. We just outed ourselves as one of those. La Marca Prosecco.
Yeah, it's great.
Origin? Country of origin?
Country of origin.
Where are you made? Where does La Marca Prosecco come from?
I don't know if I've seen it lately, so I wonder if it is.
Treviso.
Okay. I don't know. What does that mean? What did you just say?
Italy's Prosecco capitale, Treviso.
Okay.
So La Marca Prosecco is made from the Expressive Guerrera grape found in the... Like, some of it, I think, was pretty good.
Some of it was okay. Okay, tell me your two truths and a lie.
Okay, my two truths and a lie. Okay, is this a truth or a lie?
Okay.
Had a little beef on the volleyball team that got dealt with this week.
Okay.
I had a nice little experience where someone outside of the venue of the rave both thought the person that I'm dating and I were hot. And they were like, you guys are really hot.
That's nice.
Yep. And the person that I'm dating defined the relationship.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's therealreal.com.
Cute. I think they're all true.
All true? All lies. My emotional shit has got kicked in this week.
Oh my God. Now I'm so sad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so something happened at volleyball and it did not get dealt with? Is that what it means?
A beef transpired this week.
Oh my gosh.
I got a text from... So I've been playing volleyball with a couple people for over a year and a half now.
Yeah.
And we've become friends and it's been nice. And after this last game, I'm driving it home and I get a text from her or one of them. And she's like, yo, dog, I've got some wisdom to share with you.
Oh, my goodness.
If you're interested, because I don't think your understanding of strategy is as good as it could be, which is and I've noticed some pretty consistent weaknesses.
I have a shocked face in how you play. Listening.
And I've played volleyball since I was 8 years
old. Oh, my goodness.
And I've coached. And so...
The audacity.
Blah, 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 blah.
Who is this girl? I hate her.
You know what? Something fucking pissed this person off.
Yeah.
That I did.
Yeah.
Because granted.
Oh my goodness.
Granted, I don't know volleyball.
Right.
At all.
But are you pretending to know volleyball?
I don't think I'm pretending.
Right.
I'm annoying.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yo, fucking get up to the net and play tips because that's all I know. But yeah, something fucking,
oh my
and like
goodness.
One of the really interesting things is that when my approach to volleyball or how I see it going down is you're supposed to talk a lot in volleyball. You're supposed to be if you're giving up easy points, then you try to adjust
right.
so that you're not just giving up the same point every single time.
Right.
And so that's my approach to volleyball. If something keeps happening over and over again, then it's
okay,
something's going on. If two people keep backing off of the same ball over and over again, then you have to talk about okay, whose ball is it? Who's going to go for
it? How do
it?
We know? How do we make a choice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm always open to hearing how people want to play differently. Nobody else. Really does.
Okay.
Which I get a little pissed about.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's annoying. It's come on, what are we doing here?
Rue had a moment of scaries. Big scaries. Rue, what is your problem? Come here. We got scared? She's looking very mad at me right now. Okay. Anyways.
So yeah, that's fucking stuck in my crawl this week.
What a horrible thing to say.
It is. What does that mean?
What a fucking horrible expression. I have never heard that before and I hate it.
I remember seeing it on Homestar Runner. Oh, craw.
Okay.
Stuck in one's craw.
Oh, that sounds better.
To disturb the peace of mind of someone.
Crawl sounds I don't like it. Anyways, how did you respond to this text?
You know what? They just said, I was hell yeah, brother. Whatever.
Hell yeah, brother.
And they're great, maybe we can get some coffee and talk
goodness.
About it. And I'm I don't know if that's going to happen.
Oh my
But
goodness.
I have a feeling the next time they reach out or something, I'll just be why don't you tell me what the fuck pissed you off?
Right.
Because
it's this seemingly came from nowhere,
yeah.
but obviously didn't come from nowhere for you.
Yeah.
But for me, it did.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm very open to
what is the root of
to
this?
Working on volleyball.
Yes.
But
are we talking about volleyball?
You've been holding this in for a year
right.
and a half.
Right.
And now what actually
what happened?
And in the text they were based on some of the things that you said, I noted your strategy's not as good as it could be.
What did you say?
I really just said, hell yeah, brother. And you know what? I'll figure out how I feel about it.
Yeah.
In the future.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a beef.
It's a beef.
That makes it a little I'm sure a little tense thinking
yeah.
about going to volleyball next week.
Mm-hmm.
Not probably as exciting. Is that the word? For
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
That it normally would be.
The good news is that if people come to fight me, It's annoying in volleyball. But again, I don't like giving up easy points.
Right.
So as much as my initial instinct is like, okay, you got something going on here.
Yeah.
I can be a little more direct than the average bear.
Right. Than people are used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't even know if they're going to be there next week, but I'll just be like, yo, what the
fuck? Now they probably won't be.
What the fuck pissed you off? Like, just tell me that first. We can talk about.
Oh, man. This is like my nightmare scenario.
Like, there's no reason to not talk about volleyball during the game or like after the set.
Right. Okay.
But it's just one of those things that gets the mind racing, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of the mind racing, this is why
no one told you were hot. Is that the second one?
Well, lots of people tell me I'm hot.
Okay.
This actually isn't related to my truths and a lie.
Okay.
I wanted it to be, but...
Couldn't make it work.
It got cut out.
Okay.
At work this week, I witnessed somebody turn into a spiral.
Ooh.
Just like devolve into a spiral.
Okay.
Immediately.
Like a client?
No.
Or a staff member?
Staff member, coworker.
Oh my goodness.
They got a call from somebody and they were like, hey, I booked a meeting for this time. Can you meet me then? And they're like, am I in trouble?
And the person, this is what the staff member said. They were like, am I in trouble?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the person on the other, well, not really. Maybe a little bit.
Oh my goodness.
And just devolved.
Oh,
just fucking
wow.
Spot. They were like, well, maybe it's this. Well, maybe they saw me leave 15
just
minutes
down
later.
Down the rabbit
maybe
hole.
Maybe it was this. Maybe it was this. And I was like, what is going on here?
Oh, wow. I want to know who this is.
So in the middle of it, I asked them what their birth time was.
And boy, felt really supported.
Does it make sense?
Did it check out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leo sun, Scorpio moon. Cancer rising.
Okay.
So already interesting.
Okay.
The Leo sun Cancer rising is a very interesting combo.
Okay.
Because you have like the Leo who is like the sun, and then you have the Cancer who's like a little bit of a sensey baby.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a place to spiral.
It's a little bit of a conflicting thing. And then you have Scorpio or the moon in Scorpio, and Scorpio is like very like surface level or very deep. And
oh, okay.
The spiral made a lot of sense there.
Wow.
And then Mercury, Virgo, Venus, Virgo, Mars, Virgo.
Oh.
So they have like this thing about like, I can't do things wrong. Like I do things.
Is this my thing? Is this the justice thing? No, not the justice thing. The rules thing that
yeah.
I have. Is
yeah,
it
yeah,
the
yeah.
same thing?
Yeah.
That's a Virgo
Yours is
thing?
Rising and theirs is just like how they show up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, all of the major aspects okay. of life.
So me there. To the.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Extreme.
Yeah, so
oh,
like
fun.
The
That's
way that they
everyone.
Communicate is very like... No,
there
I
are
couldn't,
rules.
I couldn't have communicated
right.
wrong. Like I got my.
I do all the things I'm
yeah,
supposed to do.
Like if somebody like was annoyed by something that I said, I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
And then like in relationships, again, like kind of like I know how to be in a relationship, and if
right.
everybody else just was the same way that I was,
it would be perfect.
It would be amazing.
Right.
And then showing up in like conflict, being like again, I can't be wrong.
I can't be wrong.
Like, I...
And then, oh, wow, okay.
And then on top of this being, like, the Leo sun, where it's like, I'm also, like, hot shit.
Right.
I think I'm great. And right. when people don't think I'm great, look at all these reasons why they're wrong. So that was
wow.
really fun.
That does sound like it was fun.
Yeah. What was the second one I had? The second one was, I had a nice little experience where someone outside of the venue of the rave both thought the person I'm dating and I were hot.
No one said that.
They did.
Okay. And but it was not nice.
And then I turned around, said thank you. They realized I was a man and said, oh, no, not you, but you're really hot. And pointed to the person that I'm dating.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you believe that happened? What a little bitch.
What a little bitch.
What a little bitch.
What an asshole.
Like, I'm hot. He's objectively wrong.
Yeah. But even then, it's like, okay, just double down on like, oh, wait, I can't think you're hot because you're a man.
And like,
but now I'm gonna really objectify your partner.
Yeah, right. And like, what is your intention here? To be like, oh, like I want to like hit on these people.
Right.
I want to let them, because like telling people they're hot is just like the best thing that you can do to get somebody interested in you.
Absolutely.
And so then you're just gonna like, what a little bitch.
And it's like it could have been viewed as a compliment, just like a general like.
Lots
we got
of
outfits.
People tell me I'm hot.
We got outfits on.
Yeah.
We're looking good.
Yeah.
But then it's like, no, not you. They're the hot one.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Gross.
And again, wrong. So like, that's rude. And then he walked away.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Because I'm like, thank you. And then he's like, oh no, not you, but you're really hot. I'm like, that's rude.
Oh my goodness.
But
what an asshole.
You know, I am hot.
Little bitch baby.
Well, right? Like, what did he think was going to happen?
Masculinity was threatened.
Oh my God.
Just fragile.
What a, like, the worst.
Ugh.
Just the worst.
Worst kind of person.
But I don't know if you ever feel this way. I kind of want to ask Stefan this.
Okay.
But there are times where I could imagine beating someone to a pulp.
Yeah.
Like, give me a reason.
Yeah.
And
I would have been really tempted in that situation.
I will let this monster loose.
Yeah.
It's on a tight leash.
I don't think Stefan's like that. Stefan's pretty chill.
What if someone said something to you?
Yeah. I think that's, yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't think.
What do you think his reaction would be? Hey, brother, what are we doing?
I don't think that would be his reaction. I think he would be, that's a good question, actually. We should ask him.
Is he home?
Yeah, he is home.
Is daddy home?
Shut up.
Papa?
Papa,
can you hear
that
me?
That is when I would want to fight someone.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not very reactive when people say things to me. I'm reactive after the fact, but I'm not very good at, because my conflict averse self really takes over. But if it's towards someone else, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah. So that was great.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been tempting to beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Asshole.
I could just imagine it in my head.
Feels good. Feels really good.
I watched a ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Oh, yeah.
The other day.
Yeah.
And when whatever his name is.
It's bad. But anyway,
I liked it.
Moving on.
I like it.
I hated the book, which I think really like colored my view of the movie.
I think
the movie
you're
was better.
Pretentious.
Yeah, well, for sure. It's something I'm working on. But yeah, I am. For sure.
Lots of people love the book.
Yeah,
you maybe
hated
if you it. Let yourself love it, you would. Maybe, what do you think it is? Do you think it just doesn't hit the level of quality that you're looking for?
No, not that. I think it didn't do what it should have done.
Which was?
Well, like, it was like this whole, the whole point was like to make this guy kind of likable and then for him to fall.
Yeah.
But he was never likable. He was always an asshole.
Okay, but, okay, what if it's not to make him likable, but make him understandable?
Yes, yeah, but I don't think that they did that. Yeah, likable is not the word.
Not smart enough to understand.
not likable is not even the word. It's like, what's the word?
I'm glad 5 minutes into the discussion we've finally figured out that likable is not the word.
But yeah, like, you can root for him or you can, you can
do
understand
you
him, but there's
root
a different.
I don't think you ever do want to root for him. Like, there's always something that's like, oh, I see there's always like the roots of
what
turns
happens.
Into.
Yeah. There's the word for like, like understanding them, but there's a different word. I can't remember what it is. We'll move on.
I don't think I want to move on.
I can't think of it. Yeah.
It's not relatable.
Favorite.
It's not.
No.
It's not rootable. not rootable, not likable.
Not understandable. I don't know.
What?
It's going to come to me in like half an hour.
Okay, well.
In the middle of the podcast.
We will come back to this in half an hour.
Okay.
Coriolanus Snow. You haven't gotten away from us yet.
What a fucking name. Okay, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
What a way to end the night. Was that at the end of the night?
Oh, the night kept going.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So this leads into, did you say they were all true?
Yeah, I did.
Yes. Okay, perfect.
Uh-oh.
Definitely did not define the relationship.
Okay.
They've got this very interesting thing where they're like, the thought of me being in a relationship right now disgusts me.
For them, like, that's their thought process.
Yeah. I mean, they don't want to.
You're kind of in a relationship.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Yeah. Okay.
Since we got back together, it's like, okay, we're like, we don't need to like define the relationship as like, ooh, I'm your boyfriend,
right,
or anything like that. They, for themselves, they define it. How would you define a serious relationship?
Ooh. Well, I mean, the exclusivity. Okay. Or like, or your own rules around like how you interact with other people outside of your relationship. I guess it doesn't have to be exclusive.
Yep.
I don't know. That's a good question. For me, I'd have like very traditional definitions, but that's just my experience.
Who churns the butter in your relationship?
Yeah, yeah. More just like around exclusivity.
Yeah.
And like the time you spend together and the labels that you use.
The labels that
that's
you use.
Like what
what
I
about
would be.
Like the future?
Yeah. I would. Yeah, that's an interesting one. I don't. I think you can be in a serious relationship and not be like, we have goals of, say, moving in together, or we have goals. I think you can still be in a serious relationship without maybe those things being like spoken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like for me, a serious relationship deals with like many different forms of intimacy.
Yeah.
Where like the forms of intimacy are like always getting like deeper. They are like deep forms of intimacy. Have I said forms of intimacy enough
times? Maybe once more.
10 seconds. And so like, yeah, I don't really care about the label at this point. I think on the podcast, I say the person I'm dating all the time.
Yes.
They were telling me, so they had a really bad time at the rave.
Yeah.
Just wasn't their thing. Honestly, wasn't really my thing.
Fair.
4 out of 10. I apologize that I invited you guys.
We had so much fun.
I'm glad.
We're good.
Yeah, I'm happy for the experience, but wasn't what I was hoping for.
That's fair.
But yeah, so like they spent a lot of time on their own. During it and just like not really loving the crowd, not really like feeling at home or like comfortable, things like that, which is very fair. I was very proud of myself that I like wasn't necessarily like forcing them to do anything or like being like, oh, I'm bugged, or like I guess I wasn't actually feeling annoyed that they just like did their own thing. But I was very proud that I wasn't just like
trying
up their ass of being like, what's going on, are you happy, what do we have to do to make you happy, kind of thing. So a little pat on the
good
back
for
me.
Yes.
Yeehaw. But as we were kind of like winding down, we were like chit-chatting probably right where you guys were standing the whole time, and that was really nice. And then they were talking about how they were like texting somebody that they had met at like a birthday party, and it was just like a friend, and this friend like has insomnia, I guess, and was like, yo, come over, I made some food. And the person that I'm dating said, oh, I'm out with my friend, and I don't think that they would enjoy that.
Oh, ouch.
Friend?
Ouch.
Friend?
Yeah, that's that one hurts.
And I'm like, I feel like I'm a little bit more than a friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And on there, and they're like, oh, I call everybody a friend. Like, I don't even have to know you. I can just meet you like once and you'll be a friend. I'm like,
I think that's doubling down on my point.
That makes anything
oh,
better.
Wow.
So like at this point, I'm hurt by this.
Yeah.
And I
that's
think
fair.
I get to be hurt by it. But they're like, well, what do you like call me to other people? And like, well, there's this, but like
person I'm dating
the person
is usually
I'm dating.
Yeah.
And like, just like all of those like little interpretations and thoughts that come from like being called somebody's friend.
Ouch.
To somebody that they've just met.
Yeah.
Where it's like.
And also like, I'm with my friend and they wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
Like that sounds, that makes it almost worse. Like that sounds weird.
And like, I think I have earned the right to be asked.
Yeah.
What my opinion is also on
that,
something.
Also that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So. We're like outside the venue, sitting on a bench, just chatting. And I'm like, I'm kind of in my feelings about this whole friendship. And like, we're having a conversation about it. And they're like, you know, they're trying to like justify it and like make me like provide some reassurance, which they did a terrible job at. But they were like going through, they're like, I really struggle with this. I even like talked to ChatGPT about like what I should call you because like, partner doesn't sound right for me.
Sounds a little like, maybe too relationshipy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I like called you my friend. I've called you friend with benefits.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm
the
like,
hole's getting deeper.
I'm like, what the fuck? Friends with benefits?
Ooh.
That's that like what the fuck?
Ouch.
And like, why, what is the motivation
right
for using these words?
Oof.
Like, holy shit. Like, I'll meet somebody random and we'll be talking about like who we're dating. And I'll be like, yeah, this is the person I'm dating.
Yeah.
It's like complicated and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But like, no, you don't feel comfortable enough to even say that you're dating somebody.
Right. Yeah, that's like next level.
When it's like, we are in quite a serious relationship.
Yeah.
It has the potential to be whatever it will be.
Yeah.
But there is nothing unserious about the dynamic that we have together.
No.
And being reduced to a friend or friends with benefits.
Oh.
And I was like,
a punch in the stomach.
I actually think like you can call me whatever you want. I think I actually get a say in whether or not this is defined as friends with benefits.
Yeah.
And it is not.
Yeah, because that
friends with benefits.
That has some pretty clear
I have written too many I have baked too much bread and written too many letters to be friends with benefits.
Yeah, because that has a lot of like expectations, even with just those words, like of what that relationship
like,
is.
What the fuck?
Ooh.
Holy shit.
Ouch. That's a rough one.
It was a rough one.
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, I'm in my feelings about it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's like pretty quiet on the way home. We get into the apartment, still like pretty quiet. And they're in the bathroom getting ready. And I'm like kind of annoyed by it because I'm like, I just want to like brush my teeth, use the washroom, get into bed, and like we can talk about this in bed.
Yeah.
Because like what, like I don't know what I can say at this point in time, but I need to
we didn't end this in a place that I'm comfortable with.
Yeah. And like even if it's just like, you know, like I'm still like pretty I'm reeling from this.
Yeah.
Like just being honest about it. But all of the silence and separation was not good for them. And eventually they were taking so long in the bathroom. I go to the bathroom, like, can I use the washroom? They're just sitting on the bathroom looking at their phone. I was sitting on the bathroom floor looking at their phone, obviously having just as bad of a time as I am.
Yes.
So they leave the washroom and then I use the washroom and then I come out and I look in the bedroom, which has like the only light on.
Yeah.
They're not there. So I'm like, okay, they're probably like sitting on the dark in the dark on the couch.
Yeah.
Not there. They left. They left. And like, I didn't hear a fucking thing. So in my head,
purposefully.
I'm like, they fucking snuck out.
Yeah.
They're like, something's going on, right?
Oh my goodness.
So I don't love the way that feels.
No.
And seems like a little bit intense.
Yeah.
For like what is going on.
Right.
And like, I don't think being apart and just like letting us go in our different directions is really what is like necessary,
right?
Or, like, it's good for us in the moment. So I like try calling them, I'm texting them, they're not answering.
Oh my goodness.
And
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I thought that they like were walking home and I could just like run and catch up with them.
Right.
But then I'm like, oh no, they drove.
Okay.
So now I have no fucking idea where they are, but they only live like 2 minutes away.
Okay.
So I run across the bridge and I see like, I don't see their car in the parking lot. So now I'm like, they're still not answering their phone.
Right.
I don't know where they are.
Right.
I don't even know what they're thinking or feeling.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
I just know that they were like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Oh my goodness.
And not even like
say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not great. But actually when I like got to their apartment, then they like pulled into the parking lot. So
okay.
They did go home.
Okay.
And yeah, they were reeling from some shit.
Right.
Couldn't talk about it.
Okay.
Ended up having a panic attack.
Oh.
So then we're just like, you know, we're.
Yeah. Working through that.
Working through that.
Yeah.
We spend the night together in their apartment.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed.
Right.
At some point. Not because of that. I'm annoyed at some point because I like ran here in my pants.
Right.
And without a shirt on.
Right.
And then the next day it was fucking cold.
Right.
But yeah, we had a very long talk in the morning.
Okay.
One of the things that was working against them was that when they told me, like, they were texting a friend and this friend invited them over.
Yeah.
They thought I made the assumption that, like, there was, like, a romantic connection with this friend.
Right.
And, like, that was influencing me at all. And I'm like, I wish.
Right.
You know, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
Right.
But, like, no.
That's not actually where I was at.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, if you invite both of us over to your place, I'm assuming that the person I'm dating is not just going to be all over another person.
Right.
Because I don't think that's really their vibe.
Right.
And even if that was their vibe, that's good information for me to know.
Yeah.
And B, if you think some fucking whatever casual flame can hold like a candle to what we've got together,
right,
I will fucking show you that you got nothing on me.
Oh my goodness.
I do get a little competitive where it's like,
no way. Shocking information.
But like, I'm the fucking moon here.
Yeah.
You think a little fucking tiny little star can outshine the moon?
There you go.
Sometimes when it's like a new moon. But
sometimes. Every once in a while.
Oh
man. Interesting.
But yeah, and that was not the case at all.
No.
I didn't really give a shit.
Right.
But like, I don't know, I was like, that kind of fucking invalidates how hurtful being called a friend was.
Yeah.
Like, that was important.
Yeah.
And
that was the entire thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And that is the thing that hurt my feelings.
Like, the conversation was just the vessel of that comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, like, before the panic attack happened, they were just like, I'm just like, am I ever going to be good enough for you? Am I ever going to, like, not, like, do things wrong? And
right.
I'm like, holy shit, now that's hitting me pretty hard.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
no.
That is, there are some insecurities. And do I just, like, bring this out? Am I very controlling in that way?
Right.
Where, like, me just feeling things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it in the right way, or I'm not like allowing people freedom.
Right.
So it's very easy for me to believe that I'm a goddamn monster.
Right. Right.
But fuck.
Oof. That's a journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've had a nice little like pit in my stomach for a while.
Yeah. So you guys left that conversation the next morning.
Yeah, it was like a 3-hour conversation after.
But still.
And like, what are you going to say?
I was just going to say, you still have some things that you need to.
No, it was a fulsome. Okay. A wholesome conversation. Fulsome. I know, it should be fulsome.
Fulsome's right.
Fulsome, because wholesome just doesn't.
It sounds like it was like wholesome. Aww. Yeah.
What about a holistic?
Sure.
Okay.
Wraparound.
Yeah, it was like, we got to a point where it was like, okay, like, there was a lot of vulnerability. We all took like ownership of our own side.
Mm-hmm.
We learned what was going on for the other person. And like, there were hard parts there. So like,
yeah. So you like,
we got to a point of like,
moving
it felt
forward.
Intimate.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Okay.
But then like some things got stuck in my craw.
Yeah.
So I've been crying about those for
24
hours.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, man.
Yep.
That's like a rough journey.
You know, my tarot message this week was it mattered all along. And I don't think that was actually the message that I should have gotten from the tarot. I think that was a bit of a hopeful, optimistic thing. I think what I drew for that week was the 8 of Pentacles or the 7 of Pentacles.
Okay.
Basically, Of Pentacles. No, it's the 8. The 8 of Pentacles is like someone's like working on like a workbench.
Okay.
And whatnot. And I always take that as like, you know, it's some kind of practice. You're putting a lot of effort and work into something. And I think the message I could have gotten from it is like, you gotta rely on your practice this week instead of just like going willy nilly through all of this. Like you gotta bust out all of those things that you've been doing.
All those tools in your toolbox.
Yeah.
Right.
Instead of like, I guess the it mattered all along would have been like, you've been practicing this for a fucking reason.
Okay.
So.
Oh my goodness.
Yay.
What a journey.
Where are we at? 30 minutes yet?
Yeah, we're 40 at 40 minutes.
We also haven't talked for like a whole week.
We haven't,
because
we took a week off.
Surprise, listeners. You're not there.
You don't care at all. You didn't notice. Well, my night was very different than your night.
Tell me about it.
We had lots of fun.
I'm so glad.
I think the thing is, like, for us, it's like an event.
Yeah.
Because we don't go out very often.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, it was like an
Which
event.
Which isn't true.
Well, like, we don't go out to that. Like, okay. Oh, I have a question for you. What would you call that?
It's a rave.
Okay.
That's like an EDM show.
Okay.
A different vibe. Then
yes, that's what you were saying. Yeah. Definitely more like, would you say more commercial or more like, not commercial, more like,
I've been using mainstream.
Oh, that's the word. That I like that word. Yeah, that makes sense to
honestly
me.
Your shirt was one of the better ones.
I had a great shirt.
Yeah,
I was really proud of myself.
Yeah
Did
you guys talk to anybody?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
Not a ton. We're just vibing.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like calling it a show, and then at one point I called it a DJ show, and I was like, am I 80 years old? Like, what is this?
We saw the disc jockeys.
Yeah. It's like, this is not how I should be. But I didn't know if rave was the right word.
Yeah, I would go with show. I would go with rave. I feel like for a rave, I don't know what the requirements for a rave would be.
Right.
Other than people being on drugs.
And there were definitely people on drugs.
Yeah. And people playing. Assuming that people were on drugs.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had lots of fun.
I'm glad.
We liked it better than the last time we were at the Palace.
Thanks.
Like the last show we were at.
Yep.
We had our little spot. No one was touching me.
What did you think of... You got there like a little bit before 11, hey?
Yeah, like 10:30-ish.
Okay. Yeah. So you might have seen like 2 openers?
We saw like... The first opener basically like finished when we got there.
I saw her in the crowd.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So we saw like all of the second opener.
Yeah. Kind of boring.
Fine. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was like whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like with like the raves that I've been going to with like more weirdos. Like the boring stuff is okay because you're just like chatting, talking to people beside you.
Right.
But I didn't really get any vibes
from
anybody.
That is a kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were doing lots of people watching, which is like my favorite.
Yeah.
First, I saw the tallest human I've ever seen in my life. He was huge. He was
DJ Diesel.
At least a foot taller than everyone else in the crowd.
Wow.
Like the whole time was just standing well above.
Was he on
like
the left
a white
side?
Guy.
Long curly hair?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Because I know that guy.
Okay. No, he was like probably in his 40s, gray hair.
Wow.
Very tall.
I didn't notice
just
this at all.
Wildly tall.
Wow.
I was like, I don't think you're a human being. It was like, yeah. And he was like pretty hot. And I was like, you can't, this can't be right. Like, you can't look like this. This is crazy.
That's not allowed.
Yeah. And then, of course, his girlfriend was like tiny. Of course.
It's such a vibe.
Yeah. So, okay. So that was the first thing. The second thing was there was a guy beside us. At one point, he was like, because we were leaning against that like glass railing. And at one point he was like, oh, I want to lean against the railing. And I was like, go find a spot against the railing then. Like, he obviously wanted us to like give him our spot,
yeah.
Which we weren't going to do.
I like that.
I just was like, okay, like then.
Yeah, I would recommend it. This is really awesome. Yeah.
But then later he was leaning on the railing beside us and he had a whole group of friends behind him. And he was so fucked up. Like, the only reason he was standing was because he was on the railing. Like, he was just so fucked up. And then, near toward the end of the night, all of his friends behind him were, like, reaching around him and, like, feeding him water.
Yo.
And then one person would, like, give him a drink. And then another person would feed him water. And then it was just his girlfriend after a while. And at one point, she reached around. Actually, this happened like 3 times and put lip chap on him.
These people are experienced.
It was crazy. I was like, I cannot fathom a situation where I would just put lip chap on Stefan. I was like, I cannot, unless he was like, I need lip chap and his hands were full and he asked me to put lip
then
chap.
You do it with a kiss.
But like, I cannot imagine being like, oh, you're wasted. Here's some lip chap. It was insane.
Wow.
And he was like so drunk. So he just like puckered his lips a little bit. And she was like reaching from behind. It was much shorter than him to like put lip chap on him. It was so fucking funny. It was his 30th birthday is what we learned.
Only 30?
Yeah. So, yeah.
What was the time?
I don't know. I think he was just wasted, if I had to guess. He was just like, I could be wrong, but he had that look, you know, just like very wobbly, couldn't keep his eyes open.
I don't think mainlining water into someone who's drunk
is really like,
is the move.
You need like electrolytes and coffee probably.
Yeah. And like what? Like if you always get to the point where you're like, really, he must have been on something.
He might have. Yeah. I don't know. But then at one point he had a drink in his hand. And I watched someone on the ground, like in front of us, like take it out of his hand and put it on the ground because obviously he was like spilling it on people. And I thought it was funny. He didn't even notice, like did not even.
Man.
Yeah. It was quite funny.
I wonder what I would feel like in that situation. I don't think I'd enjoy it.
Like if you were the guy.
Or I would hope that I'd be so unconscious that I.
Yeah. I don't think there's any way he remembers that.
Have you ever blacked out?
All the time. I black. Yeah, fun fact about me.
See, I think that's one of the things about you that I really appreciate and didn't think, like, that's not the assumption I made about you when I met you.
Yeah, yeah.
That you are very honest.
Yeah, yeah. If I get in a vehicle and I've been drinking, I black out immediately.
But, like, that's passing out.
No, like, I'm awake. but I don't remember.
Wow.
Like, and sometimes I do fall asleep. Like, sometimes I do pass out, but often, no, I'm awake and I remember nothing.
If I'm ever that drunk in a vehicle, I'm not blacking out. I am physically willing myself not to throw up in the vehicle.
Oh, yeah. See, and I don't know because I don't remember.
It takes a lot of effort.
I'll tell you some stories. So last summer, we went to a Stampede tent and we went from the tent. This is just like fresh in my mind, you know? We went from the tent to a bar.
I think this needs a steak.
I gotta just replant them, I think. I'm supposed to plant them and plant them up to the leaves.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that they don't get so leggy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I was told. So, yeah, I didn't remember going to the bar. I was like, the next morning, I was like, were we at a bar? Because I had like flashes, you know, but I didn't know. And then it turned out my friend and I had Ubered together. And I was like, I'm so sorry if I was a mess in the Uber. Like, I don't remember it at all. And she was like, we had the best time ever. We were just sitting on the back with like our feet on each other, just like laughing and talking.
And Uber?
Yeah.
With your feet on each other?
Yeah. We were just like sitting, like lounging in the back seat. And she said, we just had the best time ever. And I was like, I don't even remember. I was so sad. So that's one time. More recently, I ended up in a neighborhood that was not my neighborhood. Did I tell you about this?
No.
Oh my God.
Wait, did you end up on the ground?
Well, I have vague memories of wandering around this neighborhood. It's just a neighborhood north of my neighborhood, but like walking would have probably taken me an hour.
Okay.
But I think what happened, something I do like to do when I'm drunk in a vehicle is give people directions. I love it. It's like one of my go-tos. I'm like, oh, I don't think you're going the right way right now. So I'm pretty sure what happened is I told the Uber.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
At first, I was like, oh, maybe I put in the wrong address. Like, maybe I literally had the Uber drop me somewhere else. But then the next day, I checked. And no, in fact, I hadn't. I just told the Uber, I'm assuming, to drop me somewhere else. And then the Uber just left me there. Which
I love that.
I don't think is very cool of that Uber driver.
Do you think you were pushy though?
Probably.
What do you think was easier for them to follow their policies or to listen to you in that moment?
And then I called Stefan, who'd left earlier than me. So he was home, but he'd been drinking too. So he couldn't come drive me, like pick me up. And I was like, I'll just walk. And I shared my location with him. And he was like, you are an hour. Oh, I just said my name. Janet, you were an hour from the house. You cannot walk. Cause he was, I'd like shared my location and he could just see me like just walking back and forth on the street, just like going nowhere.
Yeah.
And me being like, I know how to get home. So then I called a second Uber.
Yeah.
And then I kept telling him on the phone that the Uber was driving past me and was leaving me because it was just every car.
You were insane.
Drove by. And he was like, she's just going to get in someone's car. Like, that's what his thought process was.
Which
like,
doesn't really align with your character.
It's like she keeps being like, oh, the Uber just drove past me. And it's just like random cars, not my Uber. And he was like, she's just going to get in someone's car. Like, someone's going to pull up and she's going to be like, this must be my Uber.
Yeah.
So, but in my head, I was like, it was the summer. Worst case scenario, I like slept on someone's lawn.
Yeah.
Like,
have you slept on someone's lawn? Never. I feel like I heard a story about you like taking a nap on someone's lawn before. I would be so down to do that around like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I've like ran into a tree and fallen down before, but
very
I don't
different,
think.
But thank you for sharing. Yeah. So, I ran into a yield sign once.
Oh.
Yeah, ouch. I was having a race with somebody, and then you look up. Oh, pull. Oh.
Can't stop.
Yeah, youth group was wild.
Those youth group memories.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so I black out a lot. A lot.
This is something new I'm learning about you. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I only say that I black out when I'm really embarrassed about how drunk I was.
Well, and then I'm like embarrassed because I'm like, oh shit, what did I do?
One time I peed on somebody when I was blacked out. That's not actually blacked out, but I claimed that I was.
Once when we were very young, we were at a house party and we all like crashed at the friend's house. And my best friend, I like woke up and she was getting up off the couch and she was just starting to take off her pants and pee on the floor. And I had to, and I just have a vivid memory of her ass just in the dark and me being like, stop, stop. No, this is not where you're supposed to pee. And then the next day we were like, is there pee on the floor? Because we didn't know if it had actually.
No, but this happened to me, but it was an attempt. And I pissed on somebody's
chest. He just like stood up and peed on someone.
And someone was like, oh my God. Jimmy, stop. What are you doing? And I just like froze. And then the person that I, like the partner that I pissed off, was like, it's fine.
It's okay.
Like, no, you can't sleep in a piss soaked sleepy bag.
What are you going to do at that point, though? Oh, my God.
That's why they call me Shotgun Jimmy.
Is that why they call you Shotgun Jimmy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before I learned that I was, like, really good at shotgunning that night.
Oh, okay.
I could shotgun a Coke.
That's pretty good because they're fizzy.
Yeah.
I don't like shotgunning.
But I feel like shotgunning a beer makes it so much more foamy in my belly.
Yeah. Does not feel
that's
good.
That's tough.
I only will shotgun if it's like something
seltzer?
Flat.
Yeah.
Like a, no, not even a seltzer.
Oh,
like
a
twisted tea.
Yo, twisted tea might be
the best.
Yeah.
To shotgun.
Just period.
True.
Because I don't want to be drinking for like hours before I go somewhere.
Right.
But if I down like 2 or 3 twisted teas in an hour, I
feel pretty good.
Yeah.
There's those ones that we drank when we got drunk here that one day that I fed you that you didn't remember me feeding you. And they are caffeinated.
I remember. They're caffeinated?
Yeah. So that's
damn.
That's the way to... Probably not crazy caffeinated, but like black tea caffeinated. And that's the move, especially
man,
to pregame.
I do not like the feeling that caffeine does for me.
Oh, well.
What does it do for you?
I think it just keeps me alive.
It makes me just like anxious.
Yeah, I don't, but I
like that
I don't really drink beverages with like high caffeine content because I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
Like this thing has like 50 milligrams, which is nothing. Like I think a cup of coffee is like 150 usually or something.
What do we think, listeners? Do we think Janet's right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how to spell caffeine.
C-A-F-F.
40 milligrams. Oh, that's 100 grams. 1 cup is 8 fluid ounces, 94.8 milligrams. How much caffeine is in a 12-ounce cup of black coffee? 100 to 180 milligrams.
Yeah, there you go. So
that's quite a range.
That is quite a range.
Is 200 milligrams of caffeine a lot? Doesn't cause significant harmful effects in
healthy
people.
I think
they
say even when you're pregnant, you can have like 100 to 200 milligrams of caffeine. So like it must be not
when
that
I'm pregnant?
Yeah, when you're pregnant.
Praise be.
My cousin's pregnant, so I was just talking to her about it.
Newly pregnant or?
Yeah, newly pregnant.
Oldly pregnant.
Newly pregnant.
Yeah.
I found out like 2 weeks ago. It was very exciting.
That means.
I should have had that as one of my two truths and a lie.
Four.
Oh, man.
So they had unprotected sex the week of March 9th to 15th.
I think they've been having unprotected sex for like a year.
You know what? Raw dogging is just that next level, isn't it?
Shut up. Stop talking. Stop talking. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things we were doing, my friends and I yesterday, we were just telling stories.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. Oh, I found out that same night that I couldn't remember the Uber ride and we went to the bar. We were like talking about that night. And my one friend's husband looks at me or looks at his wife and he's like, should we tell her? And I was like, guys, you can't say that. And I was like, what did I do? Like, oh my God, what did I do at the bar that no one has told me about for a year? And they're both like laughing and they're like, it's not what you did. It's what one of our other friends did. They were dancing with you and then just fucking yeeted you across the dance floor, like span you and just let you go. And you just flew and they were just dying laughing. And I was like, that's embarrassing.
That's cute. That's whimsical.
I was like,
she was a fairy.
At least I don't think that's what it looked like. I think he...
Did they wind you up like a top?
I think he phrased it as, I was spiked across the dance floor like a football is what his phrasing was.
Like they threw you or
I don't know.
Okay.
But that was his phrasing of it. I think it was probably a spin gone wrong and I put a lot of trust in my one friend and just was gone. I was so like, funny. Don't remember that.
I wonder, I don't think we've got enough time to really dive into it. But okay. Do you ever think about just how... like the evolution of toys over the last 100 years.
Toys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like back in the '20s, people were like, these tops are pretty nice.
Ooh, a stick.
Yeah. Hey, why don't we try to push this hoop with a stick for a while? Look at that. And now it's like Minecraft.
People would say it's like what social media and the internet has done to our brains, probably, that we need so much more stimulation to be entertained.
What a boring ass take.
I know, that's what people say.
I'm just interested in, like, it was only recently that everybody grew up with like the same nursery rhymes and same stories and Jack be nimble. What the fuck does that mean? What the fuck does that
Aren't
mean?
Are they all supposed to scare kids, all those like old...
Do you have an imagination?
I like to think I do.
What do you think when you think of Jack be nimble, Jack
What's
be quick?
What's the whole rhyme?
Jack jumped over the candlestick. I think that's it.
That sounds so dumb.
Jack be nimble.
Jack be nimble.
Is it English in origin, like British?
It is English.
Yeah. Is it Anglican?
Origins and meaning. The rhyme is first recorded in a manuscript of around 1815 and was collected by James Orchard Halliwell in the mid-19th century. Jumping candlesticks was a form of fortune-telling and a sport.
Oh.
Good luck was said to be signaled by clearing a candle without extinguishing the flame. Okay. Oh, in Denslow's version, Jack is a dog.
Okay.
Not my assumption. It's kind of like a... hovering the hands over a body and be like, Jack, be nimble. Jack,
I think it was
be
more
quick.
Like, if you
Jack,
want good
jump
luck.
Over the candlestick.
Sure.
Should we look into witchcraft for the next episode?
I guess we could.
I think, because you'd be a green witch.
I don't know what that means.
No. Oh, yeah. You're earthy.
Okay.
I think you should watch Agatha All Along.
Oh, yeah. But don't I have to watch WandaVision first?
You should watch WandaVision first.
Yeah.
For Thunderbolts, yes. We didn't actually talk about it.
Well, I said that I was trying to figure out what I needed to watch before Thunderbolts.
I think Black Widow, maybe Ant-Man.
That's what I've heard.
Two or three.
I have no interest in watching Ant-Man.
It's not necessary. No. And Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
See, and I don't really want to watch that either. I've heard it's bad.
What if I say...
I heard it's boring.
Oh. Well, okay. So my take is that if you expect things to be something and they're not that way...
Yeah.
You're going to base your review off of that.
That's true.
If you're like... If you can see what it is for what it is, then you can enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah, okay.
And I think you'll be able to... see it for what it is.
Okay.
It like the climax of it is like, meh.
Okay.
But do I actually go to superhero
shows? I need to watch.
Don't actually go to superhero movies to be like, wow, that action, that that climax was really fun, and that scene battle was blah, blah, blah.
What do you go to superhero movies for, then?
The character development.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, Shang-Chi is all about a dead mom.
Okay.
WandaVision is all about a dead husband.
Yeah.
Agatha All Along, won't spoil it for you.
Okay.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Friendship.
Friendship.
I don't know.
And, hi, Stefan.
We have a question for you.
I don't remember what it is.
I remember. So, Jimmy was in a position. Or you want to tell the story?
Do you ever get fighty?
You ever want to fight people?
There we go.
Well, yeah.
What if somebody said something rude to
him? Like, if someone after...
What if somebody comes up behind him and they say, hey, you're really hot. And then looks around and says, thank you. And then they say, oh, never mind. They'd probably get a punch. You've heard it here.
That happened to Jimmy.
That happened to me.
After the rave on Friday.
And they're lucky.
Well, they thought Jimmy was a girl. Yeah. And then when they found out
very pretty,
he wasn't a girl, they were like, oh, yeah, no, I didn't say that
couldn't
to you.
Couldn't be gay. I was busy.
You thought about it, though. And you've thought about it a lot since.
I imagined that if I came across them afterwards, that I would instigate something. Yeah. Well, I did yell, that's rude.
Which is fair. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. You heard it here
there
first. Stefan would fight somebody.
Good to know.
Especially in ball hockey.
Well, I knew that. I didn't really think... not lately. You don't fight people anymore. Well, yeah, it's a drop in league. You still want to fight people. I never wanted to fight anyone. Well.
You
didn't go in.
Well, that would be.
But in the moment.
That would be crazy. Yeah.
That would be psychopathic.
We're all just reacting to the present moment.
Well. Yeah, he did.
For everybody not listening, Stefan's been suspended in ball hockey.
For fighting people.
That's really good.
When you were younger, in your younger years. Yeah,
we're
going
to have to get a third microphone.
I think so.
For this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guest appearances.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jeremy's got to come on.
Jeremy
he's
has
gonna
to
have some bad
fucking,
questions.
I don't know
bad,
what.
But he's got to come up with better
topics.
He's going to
come in here so hot, and he's just going to get smack the fuck down.
Yeah, he's gonna
he thinks he's
not
got so
what,
many good topics. What the fuck does he have to say? should we order it now? Do we need a guest microphone?
We'll order one. We should get one.
Yeah
for when Dredd is around.
What, we've got Jeremy, we've got Sophia to invite on.
Oh yeah, I don't know if Sophia's listening anymore.
I think if
that's
we
Dredd's friend Sophia. We've alienated her, though. We insulted her a lot early
I think
on.
If Sophia comes
we don't
on
know her.
Then we can be very
kind.
I was going through nice, respectful, didn't... I think we can have a good conversation.
Yeah. We cannot be assholes.
Like, Sophia's question just needs so much more depth.
Yeah, I don't even remember the
question. Can you imagine instead of how do you get over a situationship? Sophia, tell us about your situationship.
Yeah.
What are we trying to get over?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know if you can get over that. Yeah. I think like that's something that...
Why do we want to get over things? Where does that come from?
Oh, grief. Grief.
Societal expectations.
Welcome to Shame on Me, where we talk about a person's grief story every single week. And we share none of our own. Or do we share some of... Meh. I don't know.
Okay. That's a pretty good place to end it.
I think we got there.
Okay. See you next week. Nope.
What do you say?
Talk to you next week?
No. Okay, until next week, no scaries.
No scaries. Bye.